5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
$200 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Hey, James, you know your stuff?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Please leave the room, Raven.
You got it, man. Good luck, James. $200.
Okay. I need you to get all five of these, James, okay?
We're going to do our best. I'm with my daughters, Ryan and Lucy.
Okay, perfect. All right, girls, let's do this. Teamwork. Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Number one, Sabrina Carpenter teased a collaboration with a potato chip company for a Super Bowl commercial. It's the brand with the slogan, "Once you pop, the fun don't stop." What chip is that?
Pringles.
Number two, America's top area of expertise was found to be reality TV shows. One of the original reality shows, Jersey Shore, boasted GTL. What does GTL stand for?
Gym tan laundry.
Number three, Bethany Frankel says dirty towels at her luxury hotel were the reason that she got a bacterial infection on her face. She was part of the Real Housewives of where?
New York City.
Number four, Harry Styles is back. He announced his fourth album is coming in March and most likely a tour to go along with it. What band was he originally in?
One Direction.
And number five, this famous mystery author with novels like And Then There Were None and Murder on the Orient Express has one of her stories, Seven Dials, being adapted into a Netflix series. What author is that?
Can you say the last part again about the Netflix?
Seven Dials, but I think it's too late.
Yeah.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yeah. Oh.
That was the one I needed you to get, James. Maybe.
I figured.
Yeah, four out of five.
All right, pretty good. $200. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, Sabrina Carpenter teased a collaboration with a potato chip company for a Super Bowl commercial.
I heard about that.
It's the brand with the slogan, "Once you pop, the fun don't stop."
I got to take a shot here. Is it Lay's?
No, it's Pringles.
I missed it. Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
James, you might win $200 right now. All
right,
number two.
Let's see how it goes.
America's top area of expertise was found to be reality TV shows. One of the original reality shows, Jersey Shore, boasted GTL. What does GTL stand for?
Gym tan laundry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Number three, Bethany Frankel says dirty towels at her luxury hotel. That's the reason why she got a bacterial infection on her face.
Yeah.
She was first part of the Real Housewives of where?
New York.
Yes. Number four, Harry Styles is back. He announced his fourth album coming in March and most likely a tour, and people are super pumped about it.
Sure.
What band was he originally part of?
One Direction.
Uh-huh. All right, you need this last one to tie. Otherwise, James and his girls are going to pick up $200.
Let's go.
This famous mystery author with novels like And Then There Were None and Murder on the Orient Express has one of her stories, Seven Dials, being adapted into a Netflix series. Who's that?
Is that Stephen King's auntie, Agatha Christie?
It is Agatha Christie.
Oh, but you didn't think I knew that one. But you know why I know that one? Is the movies. So Daniel Craig, love Daniel Craig, big fan of his. And Murder on the Orient Express, right? And there's another one, Murder on the, whatever.
Murder
lots of murder.
Roger Ackroyd. My daughter did that in her school play. That,
no kidding.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right, James, you guys tied it
for
today.
Clearly my daughter didn't.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry,
I
took it out of your hands, buddy.
Yeah. Don't blame your daughter for tying Raven before.
A hero right up until then, right.
But that's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Awesome. Sounds good. We tried, but we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you guys. Good game. $300 come Monday, Anna.